Welcome to the Prophecy Club. I've got Brad Garrett on with me today. He's with Genesis Gold Group. You can access him by going to prophecyclubgold.com. So, Brad, welcome to the Prophecy Club.
Thanks, Dan. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so first time you've been on, so tell us about Brad. Where did you grow up? Are you married? Got any kids? You know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, grew up in Oregon, a little smaller town than where I am now. No kids, just me. Dog, I guess you could say. He's knocking on 10 now, so been a buddy for a while. Grew up Christian, raised Christian. Excited to be here, and I am COO of Genesis Gold Group. I oversee all the operations here. We specialize in self-directed IRAs, and I work alongside Jonathan Rose, which is typically on the show, getting to fill in for him while he's out of country.
So how did you come to be working at Genesis Gold Group?
So I worked in the gold and silver industry for several years now, a couple other firms in the past. We connected, Jonathan, the other founder, Jacob, and I, through the industry. Like-minded, like faith, really wanted to pursue an avenue to get to help folks from a different perspective. We saw it done a very different way in the rest of the industry. I wouldn't necessarily knock them or say wrong, but done differently. We thought we could improve on that, especially from a faith-based aspect where there are not many companies in this industry that operate that way. So we wanted to offer something.
I'm going
to
jump in. I got to ask you a question on that. Okay, so you said you have a similar heart faith-wise. What mm-hmm. is that heart? Tell me about Jonathan.
Yeah, so as far as I was raised Christian, grew up in a Christian home, went through, you know, my own struggles or early 20s, came out of that a lot stronger. My faith developed through that, went through some challenges, played sports as, you know, in college years.
What sport?
Played baseball and basketball. Ended up going through a rough car accident, which I guess you could say brought me back to the Lord. Had a very different experience with that, overcoming, you know, thinking that my identity was here of an athlete where God had other plans. He showed me a very different path as far as getting into the financial world. I actually started in business development and consulting, doing business consulting for a long time, got into the precious metals industry about 5 years ago. And then from that kind of like faith, Genesis was born. We wanted to approach
it like Jonathan's.
So we actually come from very different backgrounds, if you will. Jonathan raised very differently, came into his a little bit later. Mine started early on, raised in the church, grew up in the church. And then I would say I more so found a common ground, if you will, with Jonathan from that, where two very different avenues, I guess you could say, ended up in the same place where, you know, I have a very strong faith in, you know, following Jesus. I look at it more of a relationship standpoint. And that's the same type of standpoint I want to bring with our clients, which a lot of the industry does not do that.
So what's the difference between the industry and you guys?
Yeah, so we approach it where you're not a number on the wall. That's the best way I can describe it. With a lot of these larger firms, I would like to list us as more boutique, but I don't know if we can use that anymore, where we have grown pretty large as far as comparison-wise to the others in the industry that have been around 15, 20 years. And I'll match that with a prayer of mine that started years ago. When I first started getting into this industry, I saw some of the ways that I didn't appreciate the business being done. So I started praying a lot more on my way to work. So I found myself kind of saying the same prayer over and over again, where it was, God, send me those I can help. Because a lot of folks don't want it or don't need it, right? And there are a lot that do. Self-directed IRAs are very new. Investing in gold and silver is very new for most folks. I say new, utilized in terms of folks' awareness behind them. However, self-directed IRAs have been around since the 70s, since the creation of the IRA itself. It was actually the original way our Supreme Court wanted retirement to exist in a way. So the banks got a hold of that, started making money off of it. And, you know, over the last 50 years, they have really taken over the way retirement is planned, if you will. Whereas we show folks how to take the reins themselves. And we look at it from that kind of stewardship standpoint, not just let us do it for you, but let us really teach you how to do it on your own, where we put you in the captain's chair. We're just the navigator to the system. Okay. And I help folks how to do it.
I would like to say that I don't know anything about this self-directed IRA because I don't know anything about it. I've never been in a situation where I've heard one conversation about it. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm going to guess a lot of people listening right now are in the same position. So let's start at the beginning. What is a self-directed IRA?
Self-directed IRAs are in reference to operating inside of a trust policy. So custodialship, if you will, over IRAs is typically in the sense of a financial firm, you know, an investment firm. Most folks are typically more versed in that, such as Fidelity, you know, Charles Schwab. I could go down the line. There's plenty of them out there. Edward Jones, another extremely popular one. Those are your typical financial institutions. They're investment firms. When you utilize a self-directed IRA, it is not in terms of direction of the assets themselves. That's where a lot of folks get confused, thinking that, you know, they're going to be on their own, which is scary for most folks, right? Where I'm not a financial expert. You know, you're thinking of it most of the time of, you know, I'm a roofer. You know, I don't focus on finance all the time. I want to make sure that I have somebody watching out for me. So financial advisors are typically that role, a fiduciary, if you will. When you get into that of operating inside of a self-directed IRA, it is more that the direction of the assets are under your name, your tax identification number, not that of a financial institution. That's the biggest separation. So the scary part of it is it seems new to folks, but it's been around since the creation of the IRA.
The big thing, I think, that prophecy students that think that we're about to go into a lot of trouble want to know is, A, is it really secure? I'm not where I'm going to lose it because it's been invested in some money market or the stock market or something. Is it really secure? And do I really direct it? And just how easy is it for me to access it in a time of trouble? I mean, actually put my hands on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are the typical questions coming from folks or concerns, if you will. With a physical asset, it means it has to be stored somewhere, right? There's depositories for the utilization of gold and silver all around the country. The largest ones, you know, Texas, Nevada, Delaware. We utilize pretty much whatever an individual wants to utilize for closeness or proximity to where they are. That's always important for folks. You know, I want to store my metals close enough to go visit them if I have to. I would say that is the least of your worries. Most of the time we're exiting a position where we don't have an answer. Currently in our status of our markets, they're doing great, right? As far as front end of it, you look on paper, looks fantastic. You start to dive into that a little bit more and you start to notice, you know, the bank or the Republic Bank of China just added 80% to their holdings of gold and silver. They increased their holdings 80% in the last 12 months alone. So you start looking into U.S. companies. You start looking at J.P. Morgan Chase, which purchased $250 million of silver recently. Wells Fargo, BlackRock, Bank of America, they're all purchasing gold and silver at a higher rate than they have in the last 4 years.
Which means they know something. What
exactly
do they know?
So
they're headed on the horizon. We know it's at the front door. Anyway, go ahead. Okay, so how do they get access to it quickly in a time of trouble?
Yeah. So when you're utilizing a self-directed policy to invest in physical assets, gold and silver being our main avenue, we teach folks that there's not a huge difference of what depository you want to choose. Proximity happens to be one. The legalities of each individual state start to make a difference though as well. So that's something that we go over with our clients to have a best understanding as to what the advantages of one may be if you don't get it elsewhere. One, the policy is insured up to the full value via the Lloyd's of London of the physical value of your metals. So, you know, barring there's a natural disaster that something happens to them, they're at least insured up to the full value of your investment. So good standpoint there, whereas our FDIC insurance doesn't cover us as much as we think we do. Stocks, bonds, and mutual funds are not covered assets. They're an uninsured asset vehicle altogether. So if we're in an IRA or in a 401k or a brokerage policy, we're actually completely uninsured. We just think oftentimes that we have the insurance because the institution or the bank happens to have the insurance policy.
No.
No. It covers the bank specifically in deposits of that of your checkings and savings. It does not extend to your equities.
If they have an IRA, they can lose it all.
In worst case scenario, yes. Okay.
What about a 401k?
401k, same position. Still stocks, bonds, and mutual funds.
If they have a self-directed IRA in gold and silver.
That is a good question. So self-directed policies, you're migrating away from that of public custodialship, if you will. So your utilization of a bank, I use bank as a general term because they have the same licensing. They all borrow money to make money. So when you're looking at it from that perspective, you don't own your money. At the end of the day, they have the notes to your stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, right? They have the certificates of authenticity for those. So at the end of the day, it's like your car. You don't have the title to your own assets. You are a third-party account holder. At a self-directed policy, everything is directed under your name and tax identification number, meaning that if anything were to happen to the custodian you have, you could migrate to a new custodian at no issue to you. There is no chance that your funds get reappropriated for the covering of any leverage. That is the other big difference. Utilization of a custodian, such as for self-directed policies, we utilize the Entrust Group.
Meaning that a bank can take your money out of your account. A credit card company can require payment in full, and you're stuck. But with a self-directed IRA, not so.
Correct. The way you would look at it is banks make money on leverage, right? They borrow your money, it gets invested, right? If the stock market crashes, where does the money come from at that point? You know, they're leveraged at this point in time, it's a 10-to-1 basis. So that means if you give the banks $1 million, they're trading 10 million on your behalf. So if the stock market loses 50% of its value, like 2008, where does all that money go? It's leveraged money to begin with. It didn't come from, you know, your account, my account.
It's a bubble that can pop to nothing quickly.
Exactly. Because it's leveraged on nothing. It's digital dollars that were allowed to be traded based off of the leverage you provided. But if you take your money out, the banks now have to liquidate that $10 million. So when you migrate to a self-directed policy now, you're it. You know where your money is invested. You know where it's taken place. So if you're
physically stored.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which can't go anywhere.
So what's the process? Obviously, it starts by getting in contact with prophecyclubgold.com, 800-200-GOLD. But what's the process? How long does it take? And am I assured that I can be a part of it?
Yeah. So most of the time you want to utilize a policy that is qualified. That is the typical terms for it. 401ks, you need to be 59 and a half or retired. IRAs are a little different. You get access to your IRAs for rollovers at any point in time. It is a non-penalty tax deferred position. So it's no skin off your back if you want to make that transition to become self-directed for the protection that you just don't have in the banking system.
So there's no reason not to.
Correct. No actually, Forbes calls it the number one account for all retirees. The reason for that is you're exiting the risk the financial system has placed on us. Back in 2008, when 500 banks disappeared forever, it can't happen with self-directed policies because your money isn't getting leveraged. You know where it is and you know where it's stored. So if you store it in gold and silver, you're eliminating a lot of that risk that you typically have in a banking system. So once you, like you said, you visit the website, you come over to us, we help you set up a policy. We help you transition your funds at, you know, no penalties, no fees for that. Once your funds land over there, we start the educational process. We really get you up to speed very differently. And this is where Genesis separates ourselves from the rest. I want you making a decision that allows you to relax. The weight comes off the shoulders. So what happens with that is you have to start with an education. If we can't get you educated, you can't make informed decisions, right? For a lot of folks, they're not precious metals experts. So what we do is we really pull the curtain back for folks. We walk them through the differences of bars, coins, rounds, public bullion, private bullion, and really show them the differences that can match their needs as an investor. And not every one size fits all, right? We all have different goals. So what we do is we really try to understand who you are and what your needs may be. And then we walk you through the metals market so you can make those decisions.
You're not a one size fits all. You're not just a metals sales place. You're not just saying buy this ancient coin because you think it's going to increase in value.
Correct.
What are you then? How would you say that?
So I would say I'm never going to give you a product and say this is what you have to buy. I'm going to give you parameters. I want you to understand. If you don't, it always has buyer's remorse. You know, every one of us, if we buy something on a whim in 2 months, I'm going to go, why did I do that?
Thank you.
Rather than understanding the system enough to make those educated and informed decisions that say, I feel good about what I did. And now I don't have the stress from a market that, you know, you wake up every day and people say up, down, sideways.
Make the right decision, right?
Exactly.
So now you're my guy. Now I'm going to explain a little bit of my background I don't normally talk about, but I was a door-to-door salesman for 6 years. And then I went into, part of what I did was teach a sales course, the world's number one sales course. My philosophy was, I told them, look, if you have to lie to sell your product, then they have the wrong person or you have the wrong product. Don't lie. Next thing is, just because you're good and you can sell them doesn't mean that they should buy that particular product, okay? Sometimes what they really need instead of that six cylinder, what they really need is a four cylinder. Don't sell them a six if they need a four. Or sometimes they come and they want a four. No, you're not going to be happy with four. You're going to have to get an eight. In other words, don't sell them things they don't need or want. And sometimes what they want is not really what they're going to be happy with. So a good salesperson doesn't twist arms and make people buy the wrong thing. A good salesperson asks questions and says, based upon their vast knowledge, hopefully, they can say, okay, this is really the best thing for you to do based upon what you've told me. And that's what you're saying you guys do.
Correct. I like to give an understanding that allows people to make those decisions. I don't want to have to tell you what it is that makes sense for you. Now, I might, you know, at the end of the day, the lack of a better way of saying it is get you out of your own way. We all have these preconceptions on whatever Google tried to teach us
sometimes
today.
We don't know what we just don't know.
Exactly. And, you know, that's where I was mentioning earlier that it is new. I wouldn't say it's a new system. I wouldn't even say it's a new asset. It's the longest lasting asset on the planet outside of land. You know, it's the only other one that's God given. So we can't make more in a lab. Right? You can't print more. It takes a lot of work. You got to mine it up. So there is no one size fits all. There's bars, coins, rounds. There's different legalities wrapping around the different systems, numismatic product, public bullion, private bullion. I want folks to really understand what it is that their goals are regarding their finances. So and then how
your job is to help them get what is best for them now at this time, based upon the state that they're living in and their financial situation.
Correct. Because it's different for everybody.
I'm ready to call.
And the analogy I love to give often is that we are the navigator for the ship. I can show you what it looks like to turn right. I can show you what it looks like to turn left. At the end of the day, though, you're the captain and you have to steer the ship. I can't tell you what it's going to look like for you as far as best case scenario, but what I can share is the historical data. I can share the facts with you. I can walk you through the pros and cons of everything gold and silver, and then you can make those educated, informed decisions that just make sense for what your needs are.
Okay, let's take a worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. I call all of the talking and the figuring, and finally I figure out, okay, I need this widget. No. 2 months later, I find out, this is not working for me. So I can call and I could get some further counseling and advice and help me to make the right decision all through you. Mm-hmm. So you're really more of a consultant rather than just a sales organization.
Correct. I would say that salespeople have a specific charisma. that really can't be taught to a certain capacity. But at the end of the day, I don't want to sell a product on someone. Yeah. I want to sell the idea of gold and silver because it does itself. I don't have to sell gold or silver. It sells itself in every capacity. The more you look into it as a stability asset, and the more you look into it as a place to take a break from the typical financial system when you're not getting the answers that you hope to have, then you start to really peel back those layers to understand what it is and how it can operate for you.
Okay. All right. Let's jump to some specific questions. Now, Shane Warren, back in 2010, and our folks all know about who he is. He had a very powerful vision, and the audible voice of God told him that silver would skyrocket far more than gold. So What do you think of that? Is there something going on in the world that could cause that to start happening? If so, could it even happen this year? What's your thought?
Yeah. So I always refer to gold as the turtle in the race. Slow growth, safe haven assets, referred to that, you know, time and time again. You never see huge leaps and bounds other than when we see large reversals in the dollar index. Silver, on the other hand, being that it is 2701 actually as of right now, on the rise today, doing pretty well. Most of the major investment firms speak towards silver being somewhere between 50 and 100 an ounce in the next 18 to 24 months. Forbes article that came out about it that was speaking towards the lack of silver above ground. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit better data. There is a market research company known as the Silver Institute. They analyze all the mining companies and analytics as far as our usage industrially as well. From 2000 to 2020, we industrially used about 46 million ounces of silver in the auto industry. Now, you look at today, from 2020 to right now, we've used roughly 90 million ounces. So we've almost doubled our usage from the past 20 years in just the last four. And we don't even have data for 2024 yet. So speaking in the last 3 years, we've doubled our use. Now you got to reverse that to how much silver we have. Well, we haven't found a new silver mine in over 25 years. According to all of the new data, all the new scans, all the new technology we have to scan the earth, according to the Silver Institute, say that there is more silver now above ground than there is below.
In other words, we're in trouble.
That would lead to supply and demand, right? I would argue that there is more awareness behind the metals market, gold and silver included, today than there ever has been in history, including 2008 when we saw silver triple in value. So the awareness behind it is going to drive value. That's due to the fact that it's tiny in comparison to our stock market. So you start looking at why these investment firms are speaking towards 50 to 100 an ounce. Well, historically speaking, if you go back 100 years, we've had 10 recessions. If you do the data analysis, according to our National Bureau of Economic Research, we've seen silver's melt value or spot price increase from recession to recession to recession, always outperforming its previous recessionary high. Well, last recession, we saw silver reach about $48 and change. That being said, the $50 price target for most of these investment firms starts to make a lot more sense, right? If it outperforms its 08 crisis, you know, $48 and change mark, leads us a lot closer to 50. Then you start speaking towards the liquidity of silver as a whole. It's just tiny by comparison as far as availability of our stock market. We've got, as opposed to January, about $48 trillion in our stock market of value, right? Our metals market is a fraction of that. So I make the comparison often that it's like trying to take a dump truck full of dirt and put it in a wheelbarrow. It's just not going to work, right?
Meaning that could cause the price of silver to skyrocket.
Exactly.
People scared to death. So in my opinion, and I don't know anything, my opinion, the stock market is, first of all, a bad place to invest. And I think it's on very thin ice and fall very hard, very fast. And a lot of people could be worthless. Mm-hmm. Whereas if they are in precious metals, it's never going to be worthless.
Exactly. It's never dropped in value, you know, 30, 40, 50% like our stock market has in short timelines. That's why they call them recessions, right? So when you start looking at the value or at least the retention, let's say worst case scenario, you exit the stock market right now at an all-time high, which means no skin off your back, you haven't lost any money, and you go to the gold and silver market. Well, gold and silver's never lost value during a recession. We've arguably been talks of recession for the last 4 years, right? And in my opinion, again, kicking a can down the road, we're going to run out of road eventually. There's always got to be a reset timeline so we can have new growth, right? We've seen that happen 10 times in the last 100 years. Now, typically, we see recessions happen in 8 to 10 year timelines. We're arguably now going on without a recessionary representation in our markets, 14 years, 15, 16 now. 08 was the last time we saw a corrective period, and here we are 16 years later, and we haven't seen any repercussions from all the actions we've taken in 16 years. Well, eventually it will come time to pay the piper, if you will. And we haven't reached that standpoint yet, but even if you exit the market today, everybody's up. We're all doing well. And you go to gold and silver, let's just say it doesn't change at all for you in price, but the market recesses, you lose value there. I always tell clients, if you save yourself a 30, 40% loss, did it do its job? It did exactly that. We go to gold and silver to make sure we preserve what we have, not to get rich overnight. So I always tell our clients, if you just go to gold and silver, which has never lost in a recessionary timeline, and our markets draw back, at least you're saving yourself the loss in the market. And then when the prices are low, you sell out of your gold and silver and you go back without experiencing that loss.
I like to think of it as putting your money into a freezer. Okay, it's not really going to grow in the freezer, but you're not going to lose it either. So really, that's the best thing. Now, then the question is, do we put it in gold? Do we put it in silver? Well, if Shane Warren was really hearing from God, we know that silver is a better investment. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. So as far as silver goes, our company recommendation is to hold the heavier piece of your portfolio in silver. Now, that recommendation comes off the back of all of the data that we typically go over with clients. I shared a little bit just now. However, when you have that separation, it's under the idea that you can take advantage of the historical movements of gold and silver. I mentioned that gold is often the turtle in the race, right? Slow growth, safe haven. Most of the major investment firms have gold spoken to of hitting 27 to 3200 on the spot price. So when you speak towards that, that's 60% growth there. You start talking about the silver market where their price targets are 50 to 100. Well, at $27 today, you know, you're talking 100%, 200%, 300% growth behind the silver market, which typically is more volatile at the beginning of recessionary periods. If you go back all the way through history, you can correlate the data to show that silver takes a large jump, and then throughout the remainder of the recessionary timeline, it tapers back, and you start to see it start to settle out a little bit better as we get towards the end of a recession, whereas gold is the opposite. There's no massive jump. It slowly grows through the whole process. So our recommendation comes on that back of the historical data saying, take advantage of the jump at the beginning with silver. Maybe it'll come time to revert back to the gold market. You know, you exit silver while you've made your money, you go back to the gold market, and then you just wait out the long-term recession in gold with that slow growth kind of turtle in the race aspect of it, where you just get to watch it grow from then on. And then gold never really settles back down. It kind of finds its own top, and then just waits it out for another 15 years, like right now, until we hit another recession. And then those are typically the points we see the largest growth in precious metals.
I like you. I like you, and I like your attitude. And I can tell you right now, our people are saying, all right, this is the kind of guy, this is the kind of company that I can trust, that I can run with. Okay, so how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so the easiest one is 800-200-GOLD. You can go to genesisgoldgroup.com as well. Stan, we can utilize the Prophecy Club.
Gold.com. Yeah, there you go.
Prophecyclubgold.com. Great avenue to get in touch with one of our account executives that will walk you through and get you to a gold specialist, and hopefully be able to answer your questions. You know, I have a lot of faith in our team.
You also sell gold and silver that is not necessarily through a 401k or an IRA, correct?
Correct. Correct. So we can do retail transactions of gold or silver. We will go through the steps the exact same way as you, minus the self-directed IRA. But I still want to make sure that you're purchasing something that makes sense for you. I want you to understand the gold and silver market so you can have something that you can hold in your hand at home and go, this is what I wanted.
You got some gold there. Show us.
I do. So this is a, I'll kind of center it here on the camera if I can. This is a 1 kilo bar of 9999 fine gold. So this bar right here, roughly it is 1 kilo. It's about 35 ounces of gold right here. And then I've got a 1 ounce gold 1908 gold $20 gold piece here. So I'll show you both sides of this one as well. And these are genuinely what you're going to be investing in. There are bars, coins, and rounds. We like to educate on the process as a whole so that folks are getting, you know, in their hands. There's nothing like holding tangible gold. When you change from a paper dollar and then you go to something like this guy right here, where the reaction, including myself, for most folks is, goodness, wow. That's heavy. Wow. it's just, there's nothing like it once you get to hold it in your hands.
This was, if I can get it on here, this was put mm-hmm. in the, this one was sent in an offering a few months back here, but this big one here put in the offering Sunday morning. And this one is ounces.
So, yep.
Lord bless us. So anyway, all right. Well, I guess we're out of time. Brad, you know, I think you have a good heart, and I'm glad to see you in the gold and silver business, and I'm very happy to be able to send people to you. I know that they're going to get taken care of and treated right. 1-800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, or prophecyclubgold.com. Brad, thank you for being on. We'll have you again soon.
Perfect. Thank you, Stan. Appreciate your time today very much.
Let me talk about our three sponsors briefly. First, if you want to get gold or silver, we're going to send you to 800-200-GOLD or prophecyclubgold.com, prophecyclubgold.com. Second, if you want to get long-term emergency food, the only place I would send you to is josephskitchen.com. It is what I believe is God's long-term storage food, as you recall. Pharaoh and Joseph, what fed the world for 7 years was wheat. Most of your long-term storage places, $9,000 to $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year. Joseph's Kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000, one person, 1 year. And EMP Shield. If you want your car to start, if you want your computers to start after some kind of nuclear event, that's the device to get. And if you go to empshield.com, and use the promo code PROPHECY, get your $50 discount, and talk to Prophecy Club.